In memory of my mother.
We must be willing to get rid of the life we've planned, so as to have the life that is waiting for us. Joseph Campbell. Fact. All art, architecture, locations, science, and religious organizations in this novel are real. Prologue. As the ancient cogwheel train clawed its way up the dizzying incline, Edmund Kearse surveyed the jagged mountaintop above him. In the distance, built into the face of a sheer cliff, the massive stone monastery seemed to hang in space, as if magically fused to the vertical precipice. This timeless sanctuary in Catalonia, Spain, had endured the relentless pull of gravity for more than four centuries, never slipping from its original purpose, to insulate its occupants from the modern world. Ironically, they will now be the first to learn the truth, Kearse thought, wondering how they would react. Historically, the most dangerous men on earth were men of God, especially when their gods became threatened. And I am about to hurl a flaming spear into a hornet's nest. When the train reached the mountaintop, Kearse saw a solitary figure waiting for him on the platform. The wizened skeleton of a man was draped in the traditional Catholic purple cassock and white roche, with a zucchetto on his head. Kearse recognized his host's raw-boned features from photos and felt an unexpected surge of adrenaline. Valdespino is greeting me personally. Bishop Antonio Valdespino was a formidable figure in Spain. Not only a trusted friend and counselor to the king himself, but one of the country's most vocal and influential advocates for the preservation of conservative Catholic values and traditional political standards.
Edmund Kearse, I assume, the bishop intoned as Kearse exited the train.
Guilty as charged, Kearse said, smiling as he reached out to shake his host's bony hand. Bishop Valdespino, I want to thank you for arranging this meeting.
I appreciate your requesting it.
The bishop's voice was stronger than Kearse expected, clear and penetrating, like a bell.
It is not often we are consulted by men of science, especially one of your prominence. This way, please.
As Valdespino guided Kearse across the platform, the cold mountain air whipped at the bishop's cassock.
I must confess, Valdespino said, you look different than I imagined. I was expecting a scientist, but you're quite...
He eyed his guest's sleek Keaton K-50 suit and Barker ostrich shoes with a hint of disdain.
Hip, I believe is the word.
Kearse smiled politely. The word hip went out of style decades ago.
In reading your list of accomplishments, the bishop said, I'm still not entirely sure what it is you do.
I specialize in game theory and computer modeling.
So you make the computer games that the children play?
Kearse sensed the bishop was feigning ignorance in an attempt to be quaint. More accurately, Kearse knew, Valdespino was a frighteningly well-informed student of technology and often warned others of its dangers.
No, sir, actually game theory is a field of mathematics that studies patterns in order to make predictions about the future. Ah, yes. I believe I read that you predicted a European monetary crisis some years ago.
When nobody listened, you saved the day by inventing a computer program that pulled the EU back from the dead.
What was your famous quote?
At 33 years old, I am the same age as Christ when he performed his resurrection.
Kearse cringed. A poor analogy, Your Grace. I was young.
Young?
The bishop chuckled.
And how old are you now? Perhaps 40?
Just. The old man smiled as the